100.1 The X. It's 7:30 time for the 7:30 Yelp, because it's Thursday in the studio right now. I've got Michael.
How you doing, Jessica?
I'm tired.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Dave does this every day. I don't know how.
Caffeine.
Oh, yes.
That's how he does
it. Hey, good segue.
Thank you very much. It happens to be National Coffee Month.
Oh.
And the theme of this weekly Yelp is the culture of caffeine. So we're talking all about coffee shops.
Mm.
So let's just jump right into it, right?
Did you bring me coffee?
I should have.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Keep going.
Next time. But first, I want to talk about a really little hidden gem in the Reno Town Mall called Aroma Club. Have you been there?
No, I have not been there.
This like little coffee shop cafe is run by a Russian family. The menu features sandwiches and wraps, but they also do a rotating menu of Russian food, like from the home country. But in addition to that, they've got some amazing coffee drinks that people talk all about. In the weekly Yelp, Yelper Jerry N talks about the almond flavored latte with almond milk, because why not just accentuate that flavor there? But also mentioned in the weekly Yelp, Old World Coffee, we were talking beforehand, that is one of your new in your rotation.
Yeah.
And my favorite thing about Old World is the mod bar, because it's so clean. You can watch your drink being made and just gives you a whole new viewpoint on that. Plus, it's a little slower, quieter, and interesting in there. Without mentioning Bebo Coffee, we would not be talking about coffee in Reno.
Right.
So, of course, Bebo, this location in the weekly Yelp is the one in South Reno on Foothill. And Yelper Danette P, she talks all about the raspberry mocha. Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure if it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or dessert. That's or all
dessert.
Of the above, you know? But I want to get my hands on it. And the Thai coffee.
Oh, yeah. I love Thai coffee.
That lemongrass is so special.
Yeah.
And Bebo's the only place you can get that.
Yep.
Also mentioned in here is the Human Bean, a coffee kiosk. And that's a new concept for me. I'd never been to a coffee kiosk before. Do you ever?
Yes, totally. Before my workouts on Saturday morning, the one in the CVS parking lot by Reno High School.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're scattered all over the place. And the Yelper, Michael B., who wrote about the Human Bean in this issue, talked about judging a coffee shop on the black coffee that they serve.
Which is genius.
I think it's a very good barometer. A lot of people have their go-to beverage, like they want to compare lattes or whatever, but if the coffee's not good, the latte is not going to be
good. Right, exactly.
So, and he said the Human Bean's black coffee is on point. And I love to hear that, because it's so quick to drive in and drive out at any of their locations.
Right.
And I tried a Mexican mocha there the other day that was on point.
Nice.
But with National Coffee Month comes an entire month-long group of events. And this weekend there are two big Yelp's Coffee Culture events happening. We've got a coffee tasting and food pairing at Homage Bakery. Nicole is going to do some savory and sweet pairings with coffees from around the world and talk about how different regions of the world produce different tasting coffee.
Mm.
And then we also have Barista Basics over at Coffee Bar, another favorite of both of ours.
Yes, totally. I love their Nutella croissant. Don't even get me started.
The vibe in there is just sweet. I love to work there. But they're doing their Barista Basics class. The general manager, Eric, is going to be talking about everything that goes into pulling the perfect shot of espresso, how to make latte art, and a little bit about Italian coffee culture as well. And then in addition to that, if you're not into coffee, we've got the Sweat Your Pints Off Beer Festival. I just love the name. It's the sister event to the Freeze Your Pints Off Beer Festival. And it features dry hop beer. It's being put on by Under the Rose Brewing Company out down there on 4th Street with the help of Lake Tahoe Brewing Company and Great Basin Brewing Company and many others in the community. So you could check out all this information at yelp.com/weekly_Yelp or check it out on
myradiox.com.